This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Anyway, Greg, you ready to start watching Ant-Man?
Oh, yes.
All right. For those of you listening later in pod form, I'm going to give you a countdown. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1, and we're off. So, Greg, what made you want to do this one? Because you've been here before with me. We did Thor, of course.
Yes. Well, the reason I wanted to do Ant-Man is because when I saw this movie in the theater the first time, it was like I went into this movie not knowing what to expect because I knew next to nothing about Ant-Man. Yeah. So this was kind of like, other than Guardians, this was kind of like my first taste of like a character I had no idea about.
So we have some de-aging and we have up-aging, I guess. So,
yeah.
Because we have Hayley Atwell, who's made to look old, and Michael Douglas made to look young.
I got to say, Michael Douglas looks very good here.
Yeah.
He looks like he just came off the street from Wall Street.
Greed is good.
And John Slattery, he's awesome.
Yeah, and that guy too. That guy is a character actor I recognize from other things. Yeah, I knew nothing about Ant-Man. You know, the big thing was like, are they going to do Hank Pym? Are they going to do Scott Lang? There's also another guy who played Ant-Man. So
the only thing I knew about Hank Pym was I knew like he had like some kind of like a controversial history in the comics.
The Pym Particle, that's a game changer though. Going really, really greatly affects the MCU in a few ways here going forward.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
But yeah, really good. It was good to see Hayley Atwell back here. Albeit, you know, old lady Hayley Atwell, but
it's nice seeing old lady Peggy Carter.
Yeah.
I miss this Marvel Studios intro.
Yeah, so do I.
I love the flipping pages.
Yeah. I like the music.
Oh, yeah, this is very good. Do, 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 do.
Yeah, for me, this is like the most family-friendly, I guess, up till now, because it's a heist film. You have Paul Rudd, who thought Paul Rudd was ever going to play a superhero?
Oh, yeah. Never did I think when I saw Clueless.
Yeah, like, Clueless, 40-Year-Old Virgin. Lots of other things that he's done.
And hey, he's the world's biggest fan of Mac and me.
Oh.
Boom.
Oh, no, now you made me mad.
Oh, peachy.
Peachy. Rugged Paul Rudd.
San Quentin Penitentiary.
The guy does not age also.
Oh, no.
Louise, probably one of the, it's kind of polarizing, but I mean, most people love Louise.
Oh, I love Michael Pena.
Yeah. He's good no matter what season. But he's one of those goofy guys. Like when he usually plays goofy or like, so like when I watched that shit movie Chips, I couldn't buy him as a tough guy.
Oh no.
It's like watching Benchwarmers and Rob Schneider is like the cool guy. Like I can't.
No.
I can't wrap my head around this.
It doesn't work. Oh, that sucks.
My dad got the point. That's gotta suck. I got the van, though. It's got a crew.
Oh.
Oh. Well, sure you are. Oh, never been to San Francisco. Have you ever been there?
No, I've never had.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Never been to California. But, oh.
I've seen this guy in so many things. Oh, he was in 21 Jump Street, 22 Jump Street.
And he's in he plays a recurring character in Superstore.
Okay, I never watched that.
Yeah, it's a very good show.
Okay. There's so many shows.
He plays the deadbeat boyfriend of one of the characters. Okay. So. Sure. But remember, Baskin Robbins, they always find out.
They do. This guy's kind of like David Koechner in Waiting also.
Yeah.
Okay, this guy just looks like a slimy. He tries to pick up chicks like, hey, I manage a Baskin Robbins.
So. Although I can't remember the last time I've been in a standalone Baskin Robbins. Because they're always as part of Dunkin' Donuts where I live.
Yeah. Yeah, same. Well, we're not that far from each other, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you have to growl to these assholes. It was a cool crowd. The mango fruit blast that cost a cup that $4.59 retail cost the company probably like 30 cents to make.
Yeah, and look, he just took it anyway and just threw it out.
I'm not a big mango fan. It's okay.
No, neither am I.
I always think of Chris Kattan anyway. You can't handle the mango.
Oh, yeah.
What is happening here?
There's a rave going on.
That department building just looks like it smells.
I like to think of my headcanon somewhere Shang-Chi is there.
That's right.
Because they are both in San Francisco.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is Kirk. I did not realize that's David the Masculine, whatever his name is.
He's Polka Dot Man, yeah.
I also remember him in he was in Dark Knight or something. I remember him with the Scarecrow. I don't know if that was Dark Knight Rises. I think he's in that.
Oh, I didn't realize he's in Dark Knight Rises.
I think he is. I'd have to look up his
IMDb. I only saw Dark Knight Rises once in the theater. I have not rewatched it since.
Take control of the city. Take control.
Burn!
Batman, the plot is afoot. Barely.
Dope.
So let's see. So that is T.I. Elsa. I like these guys. These guys are a solid supporting acting crew here.
Yes.
I'm confirming. Yeah, he was one of the Joker's thugs in The Dark Knight. Actually.
Okay.
So he wasn't in the second. He was. I forget which one he was in. But yeah.
So that'd be Dark Knight. Would be the second one.
Yeah. Excellent film, by the way. If I ever decide to do DC or any DC, I'd definitely do that here.
I actually just last week saw The Batman, so.
Mm-hmm. I saw it on Saturday. Thought it was solid. I'd have to. Oh, Dr. Pym showed up. I'd have to put it up there. I consider that and 89 kind of like apples and oranges.
Yeah.
Because they're very different. But at Dark Knight, is Dark Knight really that good, or is it just Heath Ledger's performance just carries that film so much?
I think it's real that good. I think Nolan did an incredible job of that movie.
Oh, of course, Stole.
Yeah.
Evangeline Lilly, who they kind of plucked a little bit. She was known for Lost, but she wasn't. She really hadn't done movies yet.
Yeah, she really hadn't been doing anything in a while before this.
Yeah.
But he's Corey Stoll is very good as the slime ball in this movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not digging her hair though in this one.
No, it's much better in the sequel.
Yeah. Yeah, I have no idea what to expect in Quantumania. Like I was telling some of the guys I do pop goes to the couch with. I was like, dude, all the Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness stuff that's coming at us, like I literally will need a Xanax before and after that movie because I'm gonna be lost.
Oh, for Multiverse Madness.
Yeah,
I'm expecting there's going to be like No Way Home. There's going to be a lot of twists.
Yeah, it looks batshit crazy already.
Especially considering the certain voiceover cameo in the trailer.
Yeah.
Crossed. Oh, what? Uh-oh. Like, you son of a bitch.
What?
What? That's nuts.
What are we doing here?
Oh, he's.
An Ant-Man? Ant-Man, you say? I don't know what happened. Herb says everybody rejoined. Greg, if you're talking, I can't hear you. So, what happened here? Yeah, it says everybody rejoined. So, maybe if you drop out and come back, it'll be okay. So, I love how this is our exposition part here on the powers for those of us who don't know. Oh. The Yellow Jacket. That's a much cooler name. And kind of a scarier costume. Are you back?
Yep, I'm back.
All right, so we just got the reveal of the Yellow Jacket suit. Yeah, you want something that scary to protect your interests?
Oh, I don't want that.
Yeah.
And Hank's like, oh, this...
This is not good. Basically, it's like an assassin. It's like
oh yeah.
This is like it's kind of like the Ultron bots, but he's literally saying no. This is a for bad stuff.
This is worse than Ultron, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah, this is way worse.
I'd like to see a what-if episode involving this.
Yeah. Like, what if it had AI or something?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, yeah, they would mess you up. Darren Cross, you don't mess with him, man. He, some of the shit he does, man. Woof.
Oh, yeah. He has to be, like, one of the most underrated villains in the MCU.
I love Michael Douglas, too. That voice is so distinct.
He added a lot of credibility to this movie.
Yeah, he did. Oh. Ooh. Some dealings here going on. She's just like, I'm going to keep my eye on this. I caught part of Romancing the Stone the other day. I was like, I need to rewatch that from the beginning. I loved him in the Kaminsky Method. I don't know if you saw that.
I've never seen the Kaminsky Method.
You gotta watch that.
Okay.
On the Netflix. Him and Alan Arkin. Basically, grumpy old men. Alan Arkin trying to work call waiting is one of the funniest scenes you'll ever see.
All right. Now we meet Cassie.
The first Cassie, because it's since been recast a couple times.
Yes.
Bobby Cannavale, never liked him that much. It's like the poor man's Jeffrey Morgan.
You're right, he is a poor man's Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Oh my god, and that doll. Oh. Yeah.
You're my bestest friend.
That's like a demon version of Terry Ruxpin there. Judy Greer, one of the best character actresses there out there.
Oh, she's terrific on Archer.
Huh?
Hat.
Well, that hurt. Of course he does. But too bad they couldn't find a bigger role for her. I mean, she's good in this, but
yeah,
she's like one of those actresses that would do so well. Like, I'm not a comics person, so I wouldn't know who to cast her as. I just wish though that they could have had her somebody that would be in multiple movies.
Well, that van and that horn come into play much later in the MCU. Oh. I'm sure nothing shady's going to happen here.
Yeah, I would have pissed myself again even if I just peed. Oh, Jesus Christ.
That is
brutal. He basically turns him into a little thing of goo and wipes him up.
And just throws him in the trash.
He's like, he flushes him, man. That's even worse.
Oh, my God. I forgot he flushed him. Oh, my
God. That's like one of the, like, that's a weapon and a half. Just let me, you're goo. You're dead. I flush you. Huh. trying to turn the daughter on him.
What a heel.
What a heel. It's got a point. Looks like the bodega Peter Parker goes to in New York.
Yeah. I love the fact that that place has like the old spelled Pepsi logo.
I think he had a good time. Uh-oh. What? I love these.
Oh yeah, these long stories.
I love how perfectly these videos are lined up too.
Oh, the lip syncing.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's one of my favorite characters. He just cuts through the bullshit.
Yeah.
Old man, that's safe. That's eat. We break in. We steal what's in safe. We go home.
I love that that character also shows up in the What If Zombies episode.
Yeah, Kurt.
Yeah, Kurt.
Got a nice little racket here. I tell you, for guys who look like a bunch of like rejects, they're very well organized.
Yeah, they run a very tight operation.
And Luis with the waffles. He's a professional.
A professional.
At least reminds me a little bit of one of my friends, Ivan. Because he's got that, he can talk that stuff.
Yeah.
He must have been doing some parkour there in prison. I'd be like, nah, it's too high.
No.
I'm good. Pretty nice. Never trying to sneak home in late hours. You know, and my parents, like, I had to learn where all the creeks were in the wood floor in their house. Kind of reminds me of that.
Oh, I could never get away with sneaking out because my house is all like one level. So can never work. No.
Fingerprints. It's like MacGyver here looking for shit. What the heck is he doing? He's got some glue.
He's got the stove on.
Thank God they have gas and electric there. Instant fingerprint. There you go. Look at that.
Ding, ding.
So he did that in about 3 minutes. Oh, boy. A Carbondale.
Oh! Did not kill the old lady.
She threw a very valuable bracelet notions. It's amazing that he's doing all this in the time limit he has.
Very impressive.
It is. Is he going to have a sleepover? What's going on here?
Oh.
Science! And there you go.
Ding.
He's in.
Oh. Oh, a suit.
A suit.
What? It's like Al Capone's vault.
Call him Geraldo. He's like, I did all this work. I'm taking this goddamn suit. What do we have here? Is that an ant?
An ant?
With a camera strap to it?
What? That's crazy.
Why do we... Bruce Wayne shit here? What's going on? I like lamb chops. Probably up there with the worst use... worst abuse of every farm animal since Jurassic Park here.
Oh.
She's like, this is not a good idea.
No.
No. I wouldn't get too close.
No, why would you?
No. And Lamb's just sitting there like, He's like, damn it. Get another lamb. Wow. That means they've gone through a lot of lambs, I guess. Oh, boy. It's kind of gross. The rave is still going on. I bet you Katie's there. I don't know if Sean's there, but Katie's got to be there.
Oh, she definitely has to be there.
Like, what is happening?
Like, what is that?
This is some red goo. What's going on here? My dog decided to wake up from his, you know, 12th nap of the day.
Yeah.
Come visit me. It's a cool design for the suit. I mean, I decided to change up a little bit. I do have an Ant-Man figure on my my Marvel shelf over there. It's the Hank Pym one, but it's kind of the older one, the more silvery with the thing sticking up at the top.
Yeah.
Definitely a cool suit, though. The buttons are very cool. He's like, what the hell?
Oh!
Wasn't there like a Lily Tomlin movie where she was like the Incredible Shrinking Woman or something in the 70s?
Something 30s? Like that.
Yeah. She's still alive, right, Lily Tomlin?
Yeah, Lily's still with us, thankfully.
Yeah. I can't believe we lost William Hurt this week.
Oh, yeah.
General Ross.
Yeah. I think, wasn't he supposed to be in one of the Disney Plus shows coming up?
Yeah, Armor Wars, I believe.
Okay.
Well, because they're also going to bring the Thunderbolts in, from what everybody's saying. Uh-oh.
Oh, man,
who is this voice in my head?
This mysterious voice.
I'm like, what is happening here? Oof. Oh.
Ooh.
But he's okay. It's the tile that cracked.
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, Luis. Oh.
Oh.
Oh, God.
He's on the record.
He's got a hold of... Oh. Reminds me of, like, the rotor at the theme park. Oh, afraid to get squished here.
Oh, this is scary.
Yeah. This would be, like, one of my nightmares. Hey, Mark. Plus, it's like, I hate feet, so, like, I have to watch this see what all these, with some feet, like, ugh. Ooh.
Oh, what? Vacuum.
Oh, no. Seriously, they just put everything in his path.
In a Lego.
Yeah. Like, okay, if you're tiny, what would mess you up? Let's see. Going down and being in a bathtub, going on a record player.
And now...
A vacuum and a rat. Actually, is it a mouse? I think it's a mouse, actually.
It's a mouse.
Yeah. Garrett Morris.
Garrett Morris.
Just Garrett name. Morris randomly shows up.
Randomly shows up in the movie.
No, I don't want the suit. No, no. He's going to try to put it back.
Oh.
Guess Buster's putting it back. Hmm.
Oh, he said it out loud.
Oh, dough. He's such a douche. He's like, I don't have no lawyer.
And Matt Murdock's in a completely different coast.
Yeah. Hey, movie geek. I'm a great Muppet Keeper. I don't have a lawyer. Sure you do, a little green guy. Hmm. kind of need each other.
Oh.
Oh, he set him up.
He set it up, the whole plan. You got to give Hank credit. He figured this whole plan out.
Yeah. He did his research on this guy.
These ants know how to operate a camera.
Yeah. Or at least block it. Sure. Mom's like, I got to get rid of this creepy toy here. Uh-oh. Daddy's like on the verge of a mental breakdown here. What is happening? What the what? The suits are back?
What?
The answer given the catcher.
Nine. Oh.
I'm sorry. He that suit, you can't get that suit on in 9 seconds.
Well, you see, it helps the answer like slowly.
Yeah. What the? Lots of ants. My
what?
So great how they play with the, you know, enlarging and miniaturizing, making the perspectives here.
Oh, yeah. It's very impressive.
Yeah. He's just like, come on. They're not going to see. They're not going to know that that's him. Ah.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. That'd be kind of hard. It sounds like my dentist as a kid. And I would not do well with the pictures. I'm going to throw up. Well, you throw up, you're going to clean it. Like, thanks, dentist person.
Oh.
Was I dreaming?
Huh?
Who is this hot chick with resting bitch face?
And she's texting.
Ah, that's a lot of ants.
Oh. That would freak me out if I was wearing someone else's pajamas.
Yeah. I'd be like, what is happening? Like, how do we step around these guys?
I like how they're all the answer to like, all right, we gotta get out of the way.
I don't kill you, you don't sting me. What job? Hey, Jed, how are you? But I was saying, I don't know, something on the last episodes, you know, that the reason, one of the reasons MCU is so successful for so long is that they're all different movies. This is a heist film.
Yeah.
That's really at its heart. So it's like, it's just a fun romp, basically.
Yeah. And after Age of Ultron, you kind of needed like,
yeah,
something to
light.
Yeah.
Little area. It's a good intro film too. If somebody has never watched the MCU. Thank you. Yeah, I wish I could do all the movies. I mean, Spider-Man's aren't on the streaming services here yet, so my OCD is driving my OCD crazy. But I am going in order, you know, until I get caught up.
But No Way Home, I believe, is supposed to be on Netflix soon.
Oh, okay.
Because I believe like Netflix has a first look deal with Sony. So.
Ah. He speaks to ants? Yeah, she's a little bit unlikable in this movie to begin with here.
Well, that's the whole point. It's like it's your introduction to the character.
Yeah. He's like, what is happening? Now, I don't know the comics, but I know in the comics, I think Hank Pym is, you know, is one of the leaders of the Avengers at some points.
Yeah, he's one of the OG Avengers, I believe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like in What If, he was responsible for all the bad shit in two episodes.
Yeah, basically he was.
Yeah, he was the one killing the Avengers, and one, the other one, he was the one that unleashed, you know, his zombie wife.
I gotta say that episode, the one where he's the yellow jacket, yeah, where Loki's just laughing in his face.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Hope.
Oh.
I'm blowing up. Maybe basically makes you crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Great line there.
Oh.
Oh, they made Pym.
Oh, she sure told you.
I know. Go Cassie. He's getting a little desperate here. He's got the sleeves rolled up. He's got the collar unbuttoned here. He's got the yellow particles. Still lamb goo.
Still killing all these lambs.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
Oh, wait. No.
Oh.
He shrunked it. And she's like, oh, shit. He did it.
That son of a bitch.
What a jerk. Uh-oh. Carol!
Oh.
God, imagine if Tony got his hand on it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is really the first movie that deals with the aftermath of what happened in Age of Ultron.
Yeah. Well, it's also the first one where we have somebody like, why are you telling me? We got the Avengers. Like acknowledging. Yeah, It's got some points here. Hank putting his foot down here.
Yeah. What I like about this movie is how, like, both Hank and Scott, while there are different types of people, they're basically the same in the fact that they have a daughter.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're apart from. So that's one of the reasons why I like this movie so much.
Yeah. It's part of the thing where you see that he'll do anything for his daughter to keep her safe. Anything he does, and he's the same. I think that's why he recognizes it in Scott and trusts him. So here, you wear it. How does he know who Scott is, though? Like, is he following him before he went to jail? Like, what's happening?
He probably, like, was trying to scout people, probably, yeah. I bet.
A lot of old tech, too, in here. It looks like very, like, you know, 80s, 90s, early 2000s in here.
It's like something out of War Games.
Kind of. Or something that you see in, you know, we saw in Winter Soldier when they go back to the base.
Oh, in Jersey.
Yeah, we meet Adam Sola in the computer. Oh, we get our training montage now. She's just standing there like, this putz ain't gonna do it. Jesus. Oof. Just clocks him right in the face.
Yeah.
Scott's tinkering. What's he doing?
Yeah, don't screw around.
Don't screw around.
Don't screw around. You're screwing around. Oh, this is key.
Mm-hmm. That's bad. It's basically don't cross the streams. Crazy ass.
Oh,
yeah, not when there's like 100 of them. Ooh, nice move. A trooper, oh my God. A little more over now there. Oh boy, big man with Gemma. I really don't want to know what else is on the Schmidt Pain and Drinking Dicks.
Yeah.
Yeah, Antony.
Antony.
Put the sugar in the teacup.
Oh.
Oh, nice takedown. Leg scissors. Head scissors. Very cool.
Tap out.
He must have gone to the same trainer that Chris Pratt went to. It's a big fucking gnome. It looks like he's trying to use the Jedi mind trick on the ants.
How hard is it to try to communicate with an ant through thoughts?
I don't think it's that difficult, personally, but, you know, hey. All right, that's a lot of sugar in the tea. All right.
That's relax. Way too much sugar.
Yeah. Oof.
Ooh.
If looks could kill, Jesus. It's got to be the bitchiest look so far in the MCU. She's kind of important here.
Yeah. Oh.
What? That explains her boarding school.
Oh, yeah. Makes a lot of sense.
Because you're expendable. That's why Scott's there. Okay. Totally didn't even remember that line was there. I feel like I got that ESPN thing going. You know, the girl who played Espen in Blended actually plays Cassie Lang in in Endgame? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Then they recast her.
Which is weird.
Yeah, it's the girl
from that movie with Vince Vaughn.
I think so. Well, I know her. I think she was in Detective Pikachu also.
Oh, yeah, I remember her in Detective Pikachu, yeah.
Because she's supposed to be Stature, I think, at some point, which is a young Avenger.
Yeah, I'm wondering when they're going to do Young Avengers eventually.
The people they have aren't going to be so young.
Yeah, but I mean, it's you can just fake it.
Yeah, it'll be Kate and Yelena and Billy and Tommy.
Yeah, from what I'm hearing, Billy and Tommy are going to be like aged up after Multiverse of Madness. Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's going to be like, that's going to be a big plot in Multiverse of Madness where Wanda's trying to find her kids.
What's not going to be a big plot in that movie?
Everything's on the table in this movie, so it's like...
Very, very, that was a very Tim Capel way of saying things. Everything's on the table or everything's on the board. Nothing's out of realm here in this one. We get the truth here about Janet.
Oh.
God, I was 15. Not easy to get through. Anyway, everybody knows that. I like how they kept it pretty vague because I don't think they had cast Michelle Pfeiffer yet.
No, they probably didn't have an idea. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't even think they had an idea of the sequel yet.
Yeah, probably.
Because I remember they announced it like maybe a year after this movie that they were doing Ant-Man and the Wasp. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't expect that they were going to do a sequel at all.
No, because I think this... Not that it did bad, I don't think it did, as a follow-up to Ultron, because it's, a lot of people don't remember that this is the actual end of Phase 2.
Yeah, because this, I think, was this supposed to be, like, initially the start of Phase 3?
Yeah, there's a lot of confusion there.
Which, honestly, kind of works better as, like, the postscript of Phase 2, kind of similar to how No Way Home's the postscript to not No Way Home, Far From Home is the postscript to part, Phase 3. And also, I think, wasn't Edgar Wright initially supposed to direct this?
It was a very, it's supposed to be a different, a little bit of a different take. So.
And then they got Peyton Reed to do this.
Yeah, who did a really good job.
He did. And he, and you know, Peyton Reed, he directed maybe the best episode of The Mandalorian, I think. The, he directed, I think, the season 2 finale.
Was that the one with the IG unit and all that?
No, the IG unit was season 1 finale. Oh, that, okay. That was Taika who directed that.
Okay.
Yeah, season 2 finale is the one with the Luke cameo.
Okay. Oh, wow, yeah? Okay. Everything blends together. It's like I'm watching some giant television show that never ends. I just finished season 2 of Doom Patrol. I'm trying to get through that.
Okay.
That is a weird show. It is a weird show.
But it has T-Dalt. So
yeah, and, but it's a, it is fun. I mean, you have Brendan Fraser is a robot who says the F bomb like several times an episode. All we need is a Joe Esposito. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever let you down.
You just need the South Park montage song.
Yeah. Yeah. He was in S.H.I.E.L.D.?
What?
Well, we knew that from earlier.
Well, and we see it in Endgame.
Yeah.
Oh.
Again, like I mentioned this at the end of, you know, Ultra, this is not really upstate if it's in Westchester. Right, people are from who I'm from here think it's like Westchester's upstate. No, it's got to be over the Tappan Zee to be considered upstate.
Oh,
you know, it was the Avengers' new headquarters.
I love that the aunt is named Anthony because considering who's about to show up.
Yeah. The suit. Falcon was now an Avenger.
Yes. Oh, darn.
Big fan. Trying to be the polite thief here. What? Ooh.
Oh.
Doesn't realize Sam's got them funky goggles on. Ooh. Ooh. Sorry, don't hurt me. Ooh.
Oh.
Oh, he uses Hope's move there.
Oh.
Ooh. Haruna Kurana. Oh.
This is some work rate right here.
Yeah, it is. Not much limb work, but still. Oof. Ooh. Just messing with his stuff. Ooh. Oh, he's grounded. Oh, messed with his tech.
Oh, now he can't find him.
Yeah, we don't want to tell Cap.
And Steve will never know.
But
he got it.
I got it. Oh, damn it, I gotta take back what I said. Yeah. I'm not good.
Yes.
Just
Oh,
it's the bad guy.
How did he get into the house?
Don't do that. Kind of a smug look on his face.
Oh!
Those ants come in handy, I'll tell you. You know, Darren's got a thing for Hope.
That's very creepy.
Just stare at a picture. Yeah. Oh.
Oh.
Hank's been fighting an inner battle for a long time here, sounds like.
And that whole thing, and now that I've watched What If, like, that line now makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. She is double agent. Oh boy. He's got a little crazy here.
Oh yeah, he's losing his mind.
Still looking for daddy's approval there, basically.
Yeah, see? I said that. Oh.
Now your three screw up friends.
Yeah, they got the three screw up friends. Two. She wanted to make sure it was two smoothie machines. Yeah.
What up?
Oh, he made the system.
I'm in the system.
And Hank's like, yeah, we're screwed.
Whoa, that's fat, man. Oh, what does
what?
Work of gypsies. I'll knock him out. She's warming up.
Yeah.
They do have good chemistry, though.
Oh, yeah. Not going to lie. Yeah.
Sitting there contemplating life. With that ugly ass doll.
Well, she loves that doll.
He uses the suit to get to visit his daughter. Pretty heavy sleeper. I'm good, man.
He's so happy he's gonna wear a uniform. What girlfriend?
Don't blend in. It's like the Andy Griffith show. Meanwhile, anybody under a certain age is like, who the hell's Andy Griffith?
It's Matlock, for crying out loud.
Matlock! That was one of my grandmother's programs. Andrew, I'm watching my Rockford Files, my Barnaby Jones. He's like, yeah, man. I got a badge and everything. He's whistling, it's a small world. I never noticed that till now. Luis with a big hit right there. Hmm. Cool sequence. Of course, I have the Land of the Lost theme playing in my head right now. Marshall, Will, and Holly.
On a routine expedition at the Grizz.
Whoa. Best water ride ever. Such great use of these it's plot devices here.
Teamwork
makes a dream work. The Mission Impossible-esque theme here. This is problem. Oof. I got a badge, man.
Oh.
What up? Luis is getting a little carried away here. He's walking around like Wayne and Garth when they had backstage passes.
Oh, no. At the Alice Cooper concert?
Yeah.
He's Leroy Jenkinsing it.
Yeah.
he pulled
a D-Day.
Now he's got the shotgun.
Yeah. Loves that keychain too. I wonder if that'll come into play. Look at contempt. He's like, what a dick.
Look at this fancy watch I got.
It's like, I hate you so much, you prick.
What a dick. Twelve-point verification, really?
Jeez, that's a lot. It's like the scene in Monsters vs. Aliens. And the guy has to get into the place. Literally has to leave like everything, including a butt print. More bad guys show up. I'm hoping to get out to Disneyland this year in September for my 50th birthday. And I know they have a whole...
Adventures Campus.
Yeah, but they also have a kitchen. I think it's Hank Pym's experimental kitchen or something like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They have an Ant-Man attraction. I think it's in Hong Kong, though.
Yeah, if you're in Hong Kong or Japan. Oh. Oh.
Mm-hmm. All right. So it's called the Pym Test Kitchen.
Okay.
And the thing is the menu is a, you know, they have a quantum pretzel, which is like this giant pretzel for $13.
Oh, I'd buy that.
Calculated breakfast, impossible quantum garters burger, ever expanding Cinepim toast.
One thing I'd like to do if I ever went to Disney in California is they do have like a Spider-Man thing where like they like shoot it off.
Yeah, the animatronic that goes flying in the air.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
In large Pingo Dosi soda can, oversized can filled with your favorite Coke beverage, $22.99. There's some glowing Pym particle capsules and discs.
No thanks. I'll get the Coke bottles and the thermal detonators from the Galaxy's Edge,
which I have over there, actually, on that side. They sell them in Disney Springs as well, just so you know, if you ever go to Florida.
Okay. I think Galaxy's Edge would be like, I just spend the entire day at Galaxy's Edge.
I loved it. Oh, my God. I was there back in August. Everything they say about Rise of Resistance is true.
Nice.
It is. I thought the Avatar ride, Flights of Passage, was the greatest ride of all time. No.
Oh.
The Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run is fun. I made sure I had a Ronto wrap, roaster wrap. We tried the blue milk and the green milk. Yeah, we tried to live it up. I have a lightsaber there. Not a custom one, but I have a lightsaber nonetheless.
I want to get the, if I ever went to Disney, Florida, I want to get the build your own droid.
Mm-hmm.
I want to build my own R2.
That's next time. Yeah. Anyway, back to the movie we're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, there is a, I have to look up the attraction since it's bothering me now. Oh, boy. So this is some window they got here, because this thing will disintegrate him, basically. It's a great screw.
Ooh.
All right, so it's in Hong Kong. Ant-Man and the Wasp Nano Battle, it's called.
Oh, that's... What?
Oof. Hit the button! Come on, Kurt! Hit the button! Oof. Holy shit, it just made it. Oh, it's a trap! He was onto him. Oh, he's monologuing. These men. Wow. Hmm. pretty much.
Uh-oh. Yep, this is, remember, that was important.
Yeah. Uh-oh, he's like, we're out of here. Huh? Oh, my.
Oh.
How does Hank get that good a shot in on him? Hmm. Oh, boy. Hank is down. Oof. Do you think they were going to kill him off?
I had no idea what they were going to do after this movie. So, considering like they didn't announce the sequel until like well after the first one had come out, so.
Mm-hmm. He got shouldered anyway. Anyway.
Oh, my face.
We're out of here. There's a lot going on at this party here. Oh, boy. Yes, ma'am. He's gotten pretty good at this.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
Don't destroy the model.
The model. All the poor people of this model city.
Just getting destroyed. I feel like War of the Worlds to it, man. Oh, Louis kicking some more ass. Lisa's like, I know what I have to do.
Oh, he's got to save the guy he died.
He took his seat.
What?
What? Sound like Ludacris from one of the Fast and Furious movies. They got a tank. That's cool. What are we doing? We get it almost every time. Like Clint in the last movie. I have a bow and arrow and the city's flying. The city is flying. None of this makes any sense. Hmm. Hopefully they come out with that van for I collect Matchbox and cars from like movies.
Oh yeah, they should definitely come out with like a car for that.
I just picked up they just came out with Guinevere from Onward.
Oh nice.
And the new Batmobile just came out also. Oh. And I got
Anthony.
No selling Anthony's death here.
The cars.
Mm-hmm. Greenlight Hollywood is another company that makes them too.
Okay. What?
Oh, we just shot the guy. He just doesn't care. He just wants to get. Oh, no. That's crazy. It's like all my stuff.
I'm ruined.
Oof. Oof. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
That's a pretty menacing villain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The lasers going here. I am Yellow Jacket. Ooh. One thing you don't want to do is kill your helicopter pilots before you land.
No. And now we got to fight in the suitcase.
Yeah. Ooh, lifesavers. So I love how they cut back and forth when it's these two having this battle, and then you see like it's like nothing to us. Shit. Oh.
What?
What's happening here? Looks like almost looks like a Power Ranger villain too. Ooh. Oh, right on that barbecue.
Oh.
That's gotta hurt.
Slap.
Into the bug zapper. Oh, remember those things?
Oh yeah.
You get that really big man jam that goes. He got him with a teacher. Those things, you know, from watching, you know, plenty of IPDs, they have to actually have a tool to get those out of people. It's kind of like when Tony got the charge from Thor. What? That's where I live.
Huh?
Thomas the Tank Engine. Oh my god, that show. My kids watched it for a bit. That is a boring ass show. I never thought though George Carlin would be the narrator for some episodes.
Or Ringo.
Ringo, yeah. Yeah, I watched it with the kids and it was kind of like. in the background. There you go.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, this is nice right here.
Yeah. Thomas.
A train chase. Mm-hmm. Miniaturized.
Yes. I've got friends.
I love seeing this from Cassie's perspective.
Yes. It's like... Oof. It's a pretty good scene. It's just, I'm just going to throw, you know, train pieces at you. Ooh. Nails on with it. Oh. I love that cut. It's like Snidely Whiplash to put him on the tracks there.
Oh.
See it?
No.
Nope. All right. Well, no, no. He'll be okay. Bag it up, bag it up, bag it up. Bag it up, bag it up, bag it up. Bag it up. We're just backing up, backing up. Yeah. Not only is he trying to kill him.
No.
He just wants to insult him.
But, oh!
Oh!
The ant got big!
Cassie's reaction is great.
And then, oh! Giant Thomas!
What are we doing? Oh my god.
And the eyes!
That is freaky.
Oh,
yeah, that's my reaction to if a giant ant came running down the stairs. I'd be like, it's they. It's a messed up looking dog. Uh-oh. And titanium.
Tight. Ooh.
Oh, boy. It's going to have to go subatomic. Doing the damage.
And this becomes really, really important.
Yeah.
Who would have thought this one scene would be like super important?
Yeah. kind of another gruesome death there.
And now we're about to see the quantum realm.
Things are not the same.
Who knows what lurks behind the quantum realm going forward?
Quantum Mania doesn't come out until next year, right?
Yeah, next year. Right. But
I'm sure Multiverse of Madness will lead some stuff to it.
Well, who knows? Maybe a certain person from Latvia may be in the quantum realm.
Yeah. Interesting. Just chilling in the quantum realm.
Did you like this one better than two?
I do like it better. I really wasn't down with the bad guy for parts of the movie. I mean, also, you know, the fact that it was in between, you know, the Infinity War and Endgame.
Yeah, but it does provide the, it's important to provide the context.
Yeah, I mean, everything matters now. You know, everything, you know, it becomes a plot point. Yeah, it's a major, major plot point.
And now he's back.
What's the suit you got on, Dad?
Oh.
Yeah.
And then Giant Thomas in the
and ant. The ant running by. Toby. My dog is like snoring over here.
He got out. But if Scott could get out.
I wonder. She's going to walk him out, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. Boing!
It's possible.
Oh.
He's coming around.
Wink, wink.
Hmm. Oh. Awkward. What, Cassie did a cartwheel?
Yes. Oh.
You feed me into the tail.
So the ant's now a pet.
It's work.
Work.
I got another mission.
Okay. Oh, here we go.
You know, Cupid's kind of guy. Crazy fine. Oh, yeah. Stan Lee. Bad connection.
By the way, first reference indirectly to Spider-Man, the MCU.
Yeah.
Because at this point, they would have known that they would have made the deal with Sony at this point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got to say, when you guys get to Civil War, it's like...
He said yes.
He said yes. That's movie.
That's the next one. Civil War is next.
Yeah.
And well, actually, go ahead.
Well, when Civil War, I remember when the trailer with Spider-Man came out, and that was like...
People lost their minds.
That was the moment where you realized, now it's real.
Thunderoos! Yeah, it was cool. Yeah, I did like this better than 2. I mean, I haven't watched 2 all the way through in a while. I mean, I will when we get up there. You know, Edgar Wright, yeah, right there, retained an EP credit. But, yeah, I will be back in 2 weeks, actually, with Tim Cable returning. Cap's his guy. You know, it is a kind of like an Avengers movie, even though it's a Cap movie. But, yeah, we'll be watching that on the 30th at 9 p.m. Not sure who I have for the next couple after that. I know Kuskola will be back for Thor Ragnarok. And I have Tim and Scott will be doing Infinity War and Endgame with me. So other than that, though, I don't really know who else will be back. Greg is welcome back anytime. We'll chit chat. And then after we get to the mid-credit scene.
Mid-credit scene's coming up right here.
Yeah. And then we could do your plugs and what else you're doing here on this wonderful platform, Stream Lounge. Really good cast in this movie.
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Mackie.
Yep. Abby Ryder Fortson. She's adorable, that girl in this movie.
Oh, yeah, she was.
We get the Haley Atwell appearance, yep, which was great.
And Michael Douglas as Hank Pym, mm-hmm, Marvel Studios, yeah, presentation. And now...
Huh? Hmm.
Oh,
it's time, Hope. Are you planning on doing more Peacemaker? You mean like streams of it, or I mean, could do it at some point, I guess.
Yeah, and that's the end. That's the mid credit scene.
Oh, DC stuff. Yeah, I'm looking to do DC stuff at some point. Yeah. Right now it's MCU and I'll do DCEU. I actually grew up more of a DC fan because I love the Super Friends cartoons. Those are my favorite Saturday morning cartoons of all time.
I grew up on the Christopher Reeve Superman movie, so.
Yeah, I mean, the Harry Potter stuff, we've had some scheduling difficulties, but it looks like April 24th is the first Harry Potter watch for us. We plan to do one a month, so starting in April, we'll be done by the end of the year. So that'll be on one Sunday a month at 3 o'clock as myself, Miranda, and Scott Shiflett. Greg, you have any streams coming up with you and Chico here on Stream Lounge?
Not right now, because I got some stuff planned, so that streams are getting pushed in the background for a bit for now. But it was a thing on TV next week on Poised to Be Nation Pop. We are going to release our 250th episode.
Wow, big milestone.
A big milestone. And we're actually going to do it with a pilot because we're doing our annual pilot month. Mm-hmm. So we got a series of two pilots done by the late, great Gene Roddenberry in the early 1970s called Genesis 2 and Planet Earth. And then after that, we got a fun episode involving a pilot for a CBS show called What's Alan Watching, starring Corey Nimick from Parker Lewis Can't
Lose. Oh, my
God. And executive produced by Eddie Murphy.
That's
and
great.
Eddie Murphy cameos as James Brown in it. And it's awesome.
What are we doing?
Yeah, I'm dead serious, movie geek. It is a bizarre... It's an amazing. It might be. I'm not kidding. It might be one of the most my favorite episodes I ever did on the podcast.
Nice.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. And then we got we got a couple more pilots. And then I'm trying to look ahead to my the schedule we got for the podcast. I know sometime in April. We're going to be doing a Doctor Strange themed month.
Nice.
Where we're going to do shows related to actors that have appeared in the MCU. So,
oh, cool.
So, like, for example, we're doing a. Do you remember the show Selfie with Karen Gillan?
No. I know.
Of course you don't.
It sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah. Well, we're doing that. We're doing that one police show Kobe Smulders was in ABC.
Stumptown.
With Jake Johnson was in that too. Wow. But we're also going to be doing near the end of the month the 1985-86 season of Saturday Night Live with Robert Downey Jr. That's going to be the crescendo of the month. Because we did the 1980-81 season. So we figured, we're going to save it for when Doctor Strange 2 comes out.
Nice.
So it's going to be an entire review on that season.
Cool.
With Anthony Michael Hall.
Yes.
And, Randy Quaid.
Dennis Miller's first season.
John Lovett's first year.
John Lovett. Who else? Terry Sweeney.
Denitra Vance.
I remember, yeah.
Damon Wayans was in that season.
Yeah, he didn't appear that much, I think.
No, he was a featured player.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. But
they had a lot of talent that 85-86 season.
Yeah. For me, let's see. I had a wrestling pod actually drop this week. My first ever PTBN pedestal.
Oh.
So that was myself, Logan Crosley, and Ryan Gray. That's great, that series. That's Sean Kidd's brainchild, where it kind of rotates around and you say, what match did you love? And then you get like two or three other people on it. So it's going to be a different combination every episode. And you discuss the match, the build, you actually live watch the match then and there. And then you decide whether it's pedestal worthy or not. So the first one that I picked was Hollywood Hulk Hogan versus The Rock from WrestleMania 18. So And I love that match.
It was a hell of a match, I remember.
So if you want to know if it's pedestal worthy, you got to listen to the show. Also, I have more wrestling stuff coming down the line, but that's a little bit on the back burner. Year and Pop will be back in April. That show is a lot of pre-production, and I've been a little lax in that. So Pop Goes to the Couch. We'll be back with Moon Knight. We're looking forward to that, but we are going to do some more episodes to fill when we do have breaks. We're going to do a episode, just kind of like a catch up on what other things we've been watching. So we're going to talk about Pam and Tommy, Yellow Jackets. I'm sure Sean and Scott are going to talk about Yellowstone in 1883. So yeah, lots of fun stuff.
I'm just waiting for Barry season 3 to start.
Yeah, I've never watched Barry, but I love Bill Hader. So there's just so much out there to watch right now. Oh my God. So much for peak TV right now still.
All right. So we got our end credit scene coming up.
Yeah.
Oh.
What's this?
Wait. Bucky's here?
So this is right after they break out of
and we don't know it yet.
Mm-hmm.
And then
he knows it. Ant-Man will return. We don't know when or how though. Okay, very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, everybody who's listening here on Streamlabs on our home, don't forget to check out all the great podcasts. Check out It Was a Thing on TV, drops every Wednesday on the PlayStation Pop Experience. We have lots of great shows dropping, here and there on that feed. Check out PlayStation Wrestling Network. If you're a wrestling fan, a little something for everybody there. Check out the Jenny Position with Jennifer Smith's stuff. I'm going to be actually on there. I'll be on Freak Out Driving, making my third appearance on that show. We're going to be watching Ready or Not. So I really love that horror comedy.
I heard that's very good.
It is. It's a very... I went into it. It's a movie that's kind of grown on me as it played on cable a bit. And I was going in expecting more horror, and it's a little bit more comedy, although there is some gruesome deaths in that movie. But it's Samara Weaving is great in it. I mean, oh, so good.
Yeah, I saw her in the recent Bill and Ted movie. She was very good in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also check her out in The Babysitter on Netflix. That's another fun horror movie. Also check out North-South Connection. Great mix of sports, wrestling, and pop culture. PlayStation.com. All the pods are there. There's some articles here and there that we post on there. So, yeah, lots of great stuff for everybody. Thank you, everybody, for stopping by. Thank you, everybody, for listening in platform. Thank you, everybody, who comes and visits the stream on the archive. I love doing these. I have so much fun. Greg, thank you once again.
You're welcome.
For coming here. Thank you all, everybody, Streamlabs guys. You guys are the best. I really wish I had more time and energy to devote to streams, because this is so much fun. I really do. I really do enjoy it, and I'm here. So hopefully we'll go full time. You'd have to make my. I'm gonna write a number down here, Mark. If you can match it, I'll go full time. Okay. No. It is really a treat for me. I'm really glad that Lee and Ray referred me to you guys. So awesome. So. All right. So thank you, Greg. Thank you, everybody from Stream Lounge. I'll see you all in 2 weeks with Tim Cable returning. We'll be watching Captain America Civil War, which is up there as one of my favorites. So looking forward to that. Yeah, Movie Geek, Kraken, Jed, thank you all for stopping by as usual. You guys are awesome. Love having you guys here and interacting with us. Thank you again for spending some of your Wednesday nights here with me. Awesome. All right, guys. See you next time. Later.